Welcome to Test Don't Guess, the podcast created for unlicensed health practitioners who love chatting about functional lab testing. I'm Jensen, your host. I'm a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, developer of the HTMA analysis app, and creator of the Instant HTMA professional course. But here, I'm just your curious colleague who wants to know all about the functional lab tests that you're using, how you learn to properly interpret them, and how incorporating labs has impacted your confidence and your practice. In this season of Test Don't Guess, we're going to talk with practitioners, course creators, and lab experts to help you navigate the world of functional testing, and I am super glad you're here. Remember, this is a podcast intended for learning purposes only, and it does not provide professional legal or medical advice. You know that I absolutely love Vicon, and it's pretty much exclusively what I recommend in Instant HTMA at this point. And so I'm just so thrilled to be able to have you on the podcast today to talk through all things Vicon. And so if you could just take a second to introduce yourself, we can kind of dive in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be able to share, educate. Hopefully we'll give someone an aha moment at the end of the session that we're doing. And so for myself, so I'm Lisa Patel-Kille. I'm the founder of Vicon. And this brand came about when I was struggling to get clients to be able to handle the protocols I was putting together. And ultimately, my health journey began. I've been an entrepreneur for almost 30 years and really went through a major stage of burnout. And that's when I really started to kind of dig into functional medicine. The medical system wasn't really where I wanted to be. I didn't think it was going to be able to really help me personally. And so that's when I really kind of dug into functional medicine, went down that road, and then started fixing my own health. And then, of course, kind of stumbled upon a few things along the way.
I feel like that's so many of our, of each of our stories. So you were an entrepreneur before being in the health field.
I was. So I was in the restaurant industry for about 22 years. Yeah, I owned my first restaurant when I was 25 and with other partners, of course, and opened multiple restaurants within the area that I now live. Yeah.
That's
ultimately, you know, I love people, right? I love talking to people. I've always loved educating, right? I was always part of the training and everything else. So that was always one of my favorite parts. And that's literally the business that led me to burnout. And what led me into the health more. I mean, I was always in the health world. I mean, I grew up as a competitive figure skater, you know, national championships, the whole deal. I was always at the gym. I was always trying to be healthy and kind of, you know, the new age things. What's everybody doing? But I was never really in it as a career per se. And so yeah, when my health really took a turn for the worse, that's when I realized that I had to take things into my own hands.
Yeah. And so how did you find HTMA?
Well, so I was in the midst of studying functional medicine. I had done all kinds of diagnostic testing, right? Between stool testing, hormone testing, genetic testing, you name it, I had done it. And I was still struggling with estrogen dominance and with chronic fatigue. Those were my two main issues that I just couldn't get to the bottom of. And then one day, a colleague of mine said, "Why? What about hair testing?" And I'm like, "Hair testing? Like, what's that? I've never, right? This wasn't in my studies. Like, what is that?" And so, yeah, so she shared with me all about hair testing. And I thought, well, you know what? Why not? Right? I've done the rest. Why not? Like, let's do it. And yeah, and then ultimately what I did was I ended up doing a hair test with Trace Elements. That's the lab that got recommended. And then I reached out to Dr. Malter. That's when I met Dr. Malter years ago, and he actually did my review with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I realized that from his education, I realized that the bottom of my estrogen dominance was just some copper dysregulation that I had to kind of clean up and get rid of because I had bioavailable copper. And that's really what was at the bottom of it. So it did take me a few years. It took me a few years to kind of get through that 100%. But during that time, I mean, there was amazing things happening too. So I feel like sometimes people always think, oh, I'm on a health journey and I'm going to be debilitated for this period of time. And that's not always, it's really not always true. I mean, I was taking care of business for quite a few years and training at the world championship level. So there's lots of things that you can accomplish, if you have the right people and the right support and the right strategy in place.
Yeah. And so your protocol, as just somebody going through it, you probably had a really big supplement protocol.
I did. So I remember pulling out when, I sit down with my assistants and my team sometimes, and I said, you know, this is one of the protocols I got, 5 years ago from, an alternative medical doctor, right? And it was like two full pages long. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And I remember it was over $1,000. I was getting 2 months worth of supplements, and it was so hard to manage. And I had, my husband always said, like, every Sunday was my day to like put my supplements together. So I had my seven little, stackable jar things that I would have all my vitamins and minerals and my, capsules, whatever in. And I had this big box with all the bottles of stuff, and it'd be on the kitchen counter, and he would walk by in the hallway and he'd be like, do you really take all that stuff every day? And I'm like, actually, I do. Yeah. Actually, I do.
And actually, like, it is helping.
It's helping.
That's why I'm taking it
right?
all.
And he's like, I don't know how you do it. Like, yeah. Well, you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so I guess that was like the beginning of you started thinking there's got to be a better way to doing this.
Yeah. Well, and I can't even say that it was my own experience. I mean, I was definitely getting tired of taking all those capsules and tablets and gel caps and all this stuff. And so, and then you go, well, okay, well, I'm going to, and I used to, it was actually kind of, it sounds terrible, but it was kind of like one of those things you're like, oh, this one's almost empty. I can get rid of this one soon, right? Mm-hmm. Like the bottle's almost empty. I can recycle that one soon, like one less in my box, right? But I really noticed it when, in my clinical practice, I was in a physical clinic about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe now. And I really started noticing it then when I had clients coming in. And I at that time, kind of similar to yourself, recognized the amazing power of being able to support the body's mineral levels, mm-hmm. right? I'd been through it personally. I'd seen it with clients. And I think one of the hardest parts for me was, you'd give a client a supplement protocol, and there was two things happening. One, if I gave them everything that I knew they needed, A, it was really expensive, right? It'd be $600-$700. And again, maybe they might get 2 months. Hopefully, maybe some things would last, three, but it was expensive. And then you would be hard pressed to get them back because it was just so stressful. And they're just like, I just can't keep doing this every day. Like, I'm already stressed and you're giving me a protocol that's making me more stressed.
Yeah.
So I saw that happening. And then so how I adjusted was I ended up going back and saying, okay, if this protocol is stressing them, right? If the pieces of the protocol I'm putting together, what could I possibly take out and potentially still get the same results, right?
Right.
How can I minimize this a little bit to be able to make it more manageable for them, more cost effective, but still get where I want them to go, right? And that was really hard to do because there was just, I felt
you
like
need
there
was so many cofactors.
There was just pieces of things missing, and then I wasn't getting the results I wanted. I was getting people to come back and retest, but then I wasn't getting the results. And I'm like, okay, that's the moment. I thought there has to be something. There has to be something better. There has to be more that we can do to be able to make this actually work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Vicon now, you create custom supplement blends based on HTMA result. And it's specific to that one client. I mean, the thing that I always tell everybody is that it's so professional whenever you get your bucket in the mail. You're like a size of a whey protein container bucket in the mail, mm-hmm. but it says your name on it. And I just think it's amazing because you're like, this is exactly what I need right now.
Yeah.
And so can you walk us through kind of the process of creating that personalized supplement?
Yeah. So the interesting part, I'll give you a little tiny tidbit, because I always say the universe brings us to us at the right time, kind of what we're putting out there, right? And so I remember from one of my old employees, actually, she contacted me one day and I hadn't talked to her in a while. And she's like, Lisa, she's like, do you mind if I introduce you to this person? Because I think you guys would really have a great conversation, like about business. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, send an email. Happy to, yeah, if you think it's a great fit, I'd love to meet the person. And so this was the gentleman that was running a lab facility. And so, you know, we really started something big here. And it was just like, wow. And that's when this whole thing kind of came about, right? And that's when everything took off. And when I started beta testing formulas and testing different ingredients in the supplements, because trying to put them together, again, from single supplements, now I'm trying to put them all together and say, okay, do they work at this level? Are they going to be antagonistic to each other? Am I going to get good results? What does this look like? So I beta tested for quite a long time before ever bringing Vicon, you know, out into the open with clients and family and friends and all of those that ended up being my initial sort of testers. And so from a lab process, it's interesting because there's a couple different things. I mean, we specialize obviously in powders, but we do capsules too. So the powders, a lot of people may not realize, but they're actually constructed by people, right? Not machines, right? They're not run through machines. They're actually constructed by hand with precision. And our capsules have no fillers, right? So that was really important to me because, you know, when you have people, and I mean, we're working sometimes with people who have conditions who are really sick. And the more that you can keep some of those additives out of the system, the better off we are in the long run, right? And so, yeah, so it's kind of it's cool to see that all come together and to see the end user. You know, I've seen so many clients like, oh my gosh, I didn't know my name was going to be on the label, right? And it's like, but that's just for you. Like we literally constructed this just for you. So it's a really cool thing to kind of see it come from, you know, the beginning stages to where everything is now. And then obviously the reaction of the end user, which is really amazing too. And then the most important thing is the results.
The results. Yeah, that's what, I mean, that is the biggest thing is, if you want to be able to see results in that like 3 to 4 month time period with someone and maybe break that calcium shell or just see actual shifts in the results, I always am recommending Vicon because you can go slower. You can do just a few things. You can really focus on food first. It's all good things. But some of these mineral patterns are coming back and they're so extreme that it's like we need to, you know, especially at calcium gels are just so prevalent, obviously, as you know, and difficult to break. But I have seen the biggest results with Vicon in calcium gels. Have you ever found yourself feeling like everyone is speaking a secret language? Trust me, I have been there. I vividly remembered feeling major imposter syndrome as I saw practitioners throwing around terms like GI map and mycotox profile and HTMA test. And I'm thinking, did I miss something? Turns out the more seasoned practitioners knew something that I didn't know. They knew that as holistic health practitioners, we are able to use our certifications to get access to various lab companies so that we can use all kinds of different lab testing with our clients that will ultimately help guide our recommendations. And side note, this made my data-loving brain so excited. As someone who color-coded their own blood results in a massive Excel sheet for years, I knew I was meant to use lab data with my clients. But then the questions hit. Which lab companies accept unlicensed health practitioners? And what tests are even available to me? How do I learn to interpret the lab results? How does it all work? And so that's why I created the ultimate free resource that I wish existed during my own quest for these answers. Just DM me the word lab guide on Instagram at testdontguess. Or click the link in the show notes below to instantly access our totally free unlicensed practitioner's guide to functional lab testing. This is the resource you've been looking for if you're new to functional testing, or you want to make sure that you're aware of the different options that are available. So grab this guide and you'll be able to navigate the wild, wild west of functional lab testing like a seasoned pro.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the ones. I mean, we have, it's interesting too. So talking just even with regards to the treatment of that, I mean, there's so many different things even over the past, you know, 6 years or so where I've kind of tweaked things, changed things, tried different things and go, oh, this actually really works. Oh, right. Like when we're talking about different doses of B1, for example, right? Things like that, that we're always trying to test and see, you know, how we can move the needle and really support people. And so, you know, I have shared a couple of my own cases, but I've definitely seen lots as well. Just one in specifically, I remember, and she's, her and her husband are still clients. They've been clients for years. She came to us and her calcium was at about three, I think it was about 368 milligram percent. Mm. And a lot of stress, a lot of issues, you know, very depleted system, so many symptoms. And within 3 months, I managed to get it down to 98.
Ugh.
And so, you know, so when you see things like that, and the biggest thing for me is seeing the change in the person, mm-hmm. right? Because people, so when we talk about stress and trends, I think calcium shell is definitely one of them, mm-hmm. right? It's that protective mechanism where we can distance ourselves, give ourselves space from reality, where we don't have to really feel anything. But that's not really where we want to be. We're not going to have energy. Our metabolism is going to be hard. We're not going to be able to lose weight if we want to. Like there's just, the body's just not running well when that's happening, right? And so being able to kind of break through that and see the changes in a person, even like their hair stops falling out or they, right? They have regular bowel movements every day, which is normal, right? The little things and just being able to kind of spring out of bed in the morning and have the energy that you need to get through the day, right?
Yeah.
So the results from that perspective, from the client perspective are just astounding when you think about, you know, what can be achieved by shifting, you know, minerals at a tissue level.
Yeah. And so somebody who has a calcium shell is obviously going to get a very different custom supplement from you than somebody who isn't, has, you know, very fast oxidation.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. And so I think that's where it comes. I mean, our whole thing is test, don't guess. Like, let's have some test results and be able to create the correct thing based on what we're seeing. And obviously that takes some time. And sometimes we need multiple tests to be able to see what's happening. But ultimately, it's just so nice to have the test and then make the supplement to cater directly to the person, which is just
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Well, and you know, the interesting part too, because talking to a lot of practitioners and just watching programs and discussing with how they kind of set things up too, the one thing that I've noticed is that because minerals are at the basis, right, at that foundational basis, one of the things that I've definitely come to notice over the past number of years is that some of the other testing, you know, you can maybe breathe a little bit before having to go down that road, right?
Yeah.
Where, because you're giving the body what it needs to be able to fix some of its own problems, right? Rather than targeting a problem and pulling that out and then maybe having another one pop up, right? Because it could be coming from an imbalance in the mineral system.
Right. And not jumping directly to hormones or something like that. Like, we've got to address the minerals first. Yeah. Can you talk more about your thoughts on just functional testing in general and what you like to use maybe in addition to HTMA when it's warranted?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I always start with HTMA and I always include blood labs. I think it's really important. I think that there's a huge part that makes it very valid for blood testing to be included. Mm. And the part of that is when you get into the intracellular minerals, right? Sometimes there are problems that aren't identified on an HTMA test, right? Many times they are, but sometimes there's other underlying conditions or problems that you might not see.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, the blood will usually tell you, right? And so, you know, a perfect example would be if you had a really high potassium level, right? Potassium being a you know, something that does most of its duties and the majority of it lying inside of a cell, is that if we have a really high potassium on an HTMA, but a low blood level, then that signifies that's a pretty significant loss pattern, which means the person needs potassium, right? But that's not always the case. But the blood will give you the answer, right? Whether that's a loss pattern or not, right? So blood is definitely one that I use all the time.
Where did you get your training on blood chemistry?
So I've done a lot of one-on-one sessions with Dr. Karen von Merveldt Guevara. So she definitely has taught me a lot about correlating blood work. Dr. Eidenhauer is another one. So he has sessions and a book, et cetera, about blood chemistry. And the FDN program as well does have an advanced blood training course. So I did take that too. So, and you know what? Always learning. There's always more. I mean, and I'm just, it's part of the fascination of just this industry that I absolutely adore is researching and learning more and more and more, because there's, you know, there's always a new level to something ultimately.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of the other testing that I end up doing as well is one in particular is oat testing, right? Organic acid testing. And I find that that's one that I use because of the fact that every once in a while we have to deal with, you know, mold, right? You're questioning mold. Mold has so many symptoms, and sometimes you might not, I've even had cases where, you know, maybe you might not get a ton of information or what you're expecting from the hair, maybe not even the blood, but then the organic acid test gives you that last little puzzle piece and you go, oh, okay, now
there
I know.
We go.
now I kind of know how to approach this, right? So every once in a while oat testing is in there. And then there's always stool testing. I probably don't do that one as much as I used to, for sure. But there are definitely times where it can be valid when you have something tough that's kind of lingering in the GI and it's, and you're not, you know, touching it with the other things that you're doing. So that might be warranted too.
Right, right. When you're running a blood panel with HGMA as like kind of the initial lab testing, do you do CBC, CMP, iron panel? Copper,
thyroid.
And thyroid.
Copper, yeah, copper markers, zinc, right? So that you can find the unbound. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a nice round way to, sorry, take that back. Not a round way. That's a way to attach the circle together.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you get kind of two-thirds of the circle and then the blood just completes the rest of the circle.
Yeah.
So that's it, definitely, if you can get that once a year even, right? And then maybe in the interim, if you can get, you know, the thyroid's a big one. So, right. So we know so many people have issues with thyroid, things like that. So just monitoring that, the changes, you know, using kind of the educational background, even with regards to the ranges that Dr. Alan B. McDaniel, you know, kind of lectures on, I think that's really important. And using that premise. So I think the thyroid is an important one to monitor. And, you know, and that's on, it goes on a case by case basis too, right? If you've got someone that's got, you know, some dysregulatory issues in the first panel, then you definitely want to retest and just make sure you're tracking that alongside the hair as well.
Sure, definitely. When someone sends me two HTMA tests and asks why they haven't seen much change, my first question is always, are you using Vicon? Vicon is the supplement company that I truly can't stop talking about inside our Instant HTMA professional community. And here's why. With Vicon, you're able to customize a supplement blend based on your client's HTMA test, complete with the client's name printed right on the label. So no more generic solutions or piecing together massive, complicated, and expensive protocols. Practitioners love Vicon because it wipes out supplement fatigue, which leads to real, tangible results. And clients love it because it's so simple to take, whether they choose the powder or the pills. And most importantly, they're able to experience the magic of getting the right nutrients along with crucial cofactors for their body. All you have to do as the practitioner is choose a base formula, customize it using over 25 different properly sourced options like extra potassium or liver support. And you can even whip up a custom prenatal or support breastfeeding moms. The possibilities are truly endless. And then just to make sure that the blend is perfect, you can always set up a quick consult with the amazing Vicon team, and they are happy to help. So if you're ready to revolutionize your approach to supplementation, grab our free Vicon guide and sign up for your own free Vicon account and let them know that you heard about it from Test Don't Guess. Check out the link in the show notes to get started. Can you talk with us about, you know, are there any specific clients that stand out that came to you and you were able to create, you know, a custom blend for them, and there were pretty, you know, big shifts and a bit of like a miraculous type of story?
Yeah. So I think one that kind of resonates, I talk about it quite often, I feel like, is a client. She's still a client. She's been a client for years, but she originally came to me, oh my goodness, I don't know how many years ago now, probably four anyways. And I remember having a discovery call with her, and she had osteoporosis and was taking, you know, her calcium supplements and her vitamin D and her K2. And ultimately what she was facing was she's getting worse, and worse meaning she wasn't able to trampoline anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Trampolining is great for, you know, the impact on the bones and things like that. And it just hurt too much. Her bowels weren't moving. Her hands were becoming like her joints of her hands were enlarging, and they were inflamed, and she could barely make a fist. So what she was coming up against was the question of, well, what do I do? Do I go and try and find an alternative route? Do I keep doing what the doctor's telling me to do and see if things change? And I remember talking to her for probably an extended, you know, courtesy call period of time, and kind of said, you know, you have to sit with this. And I gave her as much information as I could about the process. Sit with this, make sure that it resonates with you, because whatever you do, you got to feel it inside that this is right for me. And, you know, honestly, she had some really great questions. I didn't know if she was ever going to call me back. And you know what? She did. And she ended up 3 months. So she did her first test in February of that particular year. And she had a calcium shell, right? So she had driven herself into a calcium shell with the supplementation and everything that was supposed to be kind of helping her, right? And so we changed all of it, right? We did a full 180. We put her on a protocol, built her a custom, you know, added in some extras that she needed. And within 3 months, she was having regular bowel movements. That was the one plus. So start there, right? That is a huge, huge impact on the whole system. She was back to trampolining, but very mildly, but it wasn't hurting her anymore. So that was good. Okay. Pain levels coming down, the inflammation starting to come down. Okay. Her calcium was starting to break up. So I think she started around 257 or so, 257 milligram percent. By the second test, she was down to 125. Okay. So it came down by more than half.
Yeah.
And she had a little bit more energy. Again, we still had ways to go, right? We still got ways to go here, but really good initial kind of progress. And so by that point, she was all in. Like, she was 110% on board going, yep, I totally made the right decision, because now I'm starting to feel like myself. And then again, create her another custom. It was actually quite similar to the first one, right? Because we still had the same kind of work to do. And by November of that year, and her second retest, her calcification was down to 57 milligram percent, which is almost ideal.
Right? Literally perfect.
Yeah. And so she, and again, just her wellness scale was like, you know, at like 9 out of 10. She was like, I haven't felt this good in so long. I'm back to work, like doing my little workouts. She just felt like a different person. And everything was getting better. So, again, to me, it's like, that's why I get out of bed every day to do this and help people, because that is what it's all about. And I mean, so the cool part about this story, even outside of the results and the minerals and everything else, is that she resonated so much with regards to the work that we were doing, that she actually went on to get her own nutritionist, like holistic nutrition degree.
Oh, wow.
She actually went back to school and went, I can do this. I want to do this. This is like, I'm going to go down a new path in my life. And I've seen now the power of what natural things can do outside of, you know, prescriptions and medications and recommendations and whatever. She's like, I want to do this. So I was like, wow, this is amazing. Right. So, and she tests now. She tests like once every year, just to kind of streamline everything and make sure she's on the right supplement and has the right, a breakdown of ingredients and things like that, but she's still on a supporting her minerals.
Oh, I love that. Because I mean, this is an ongoing thing. We will always have to be supporting our minerals.
Well, and you know, so food sources are so important, right? We can't deny that, but we also can't deny the fact that our food isn't as mineral rich as it was, you know, 50 years ago. Unfortunately,
it's just not the same.
And so, again, food first, always. You can't pop supplements and hoping to outrun fast food. Like it doesn't work, right? Mm-hmm. But from a nutrient perspective, you know, if you really want to kind of take everything to a level where you're going to thrive, I think you kind of have to have just a little bit of extra to level up to what we're missing in our food chain.
Yeah. And on top of the, you know, our soil not being the same, we also, I feel like, have a much higher level of stress too. And so it's just like a double whammy right now with, you know, how it's depleting our, how our minerals are being depleted.
Well, think about not only the level of stress, but what's contributing to that, right? There's so many external factors, mm-hmm. and we can't deny the fact that a lot of those external factors are our environment,
mm-hmm.
right? The toxins in our environment.
Yeah.
Because they don't go away. And every year there's a new chemical of some kind, right? We got glyphosate, we got neonicotinoids, we have all these things that are causing a burden on our body every single day. And we have no control.
Yeah, it feels so overwhelming when you start going down that path. And I just always have to bring myself back to control what you can control.
100%.
You know, give your body what it needs and, you know, try to limit exposure and use the different testing to know if there are potential exposures that you had no idea about. And,
exactly.
And I think that's also a huge piece of this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think a lot of people really don't even understand the burden, right? Even think about your household cleaners,
mm-hmm.
right? The beauty products that people are putting in their hair and on their face and the perfume they're wearing. And it's just like, oh my goodness, there are so many things that are in all of that,
mm-hmm.
that's causing a burden. And, you know, maybe it doesn't affect them initially, but then after, you know, a decade and they've got all of a sudden this toxic load and their body can't quite keep up with detoxing it. And then all of a sudden we have chemical sensitivities and environmental sensitivities. And now we're sensitive to scents and perfumes and right. And it just keeps growing and going.
Yeah.
So, and that's just the load getting heavier and heavier.
Yeah. And if we can support our bodies with good solid minerals, can push out heavy metals and displace. And so it's just definitely just so important. What are you excited about with the future of Vicon?
Oh my goodness. There's
what
so
aren't
many
you
things.
Excited about? You
there's guys so are many things.
Yeah, you're in such a wonderful place right now.
Well, and so I think one of the most exciting pieces is I feel like there is so much research that can be done. I love researching. My team and I have been doing, trials with our equine community, right? Horses, dogs for the last 4 years. And I just absolutely adore that aspect of things because it's like one of the reasons I went down that road. If I told you this story, I probably have. You're probably like, yeah, I've heard this before.
No, please share. You share.
But so animal HTMA is so powerful. And I'm very excited about that too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been testing animals because I knew that I had to know what level of micronutrients I needed to be able to actually make an impact. And unfortunately, the animal HTMA road is not a paved highway. It is not a four-lane highway. It is like a dirt path through the bush and like you can barely see where the grass has been worn down, right?
Things like nobody knows. I get asked all the time, I want to learn animal HTMA. And I'm like, I don't fully know where to send you, but reach out to Lisa. That's what I always say.
Well, so I've been working diligently. We have an equine specialist course coming out. So I'll let you know when that launches.
Awesome.
I am going to have a canine specialist course. It's all in the works. Just taking the last kind of 4 years of data. I did manage to find years ago a DVM in the U.S. to study under. So I took advantage of that as much as possible. And then we started testing. And so, you know, could I have released it earlier? Yes, but I wouldn't have had an answer for what to do next, right? Mm-hmm. I needed the data for the supplementation to make sure that whatever I was going to suggest actually worked. And so, you know, and again, I do this because you want to help people, but I love animals too. And the whole reason I went down this road was because of my Chihuahua, TC. He was 11 then, and he had premature hearing loss. He was having many other problems. It was just, it was not a good situation. And he, for me, it was like, oh my gosh, he needs to live till he's like 25. He's only 11. Like, what is happening? So I was kind of panicking. And I said, well, I know there's, you know, I know we can do HTMA in animals. So I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to see what, like, I'll figure it out. Whatever I need to figure out, I'll do it. So I did. And so his pattern was really depleted. So not to be unexpected. Well, then I had to figure out what to do with that. Like, what do I give him? So I remember, because he's only 5 pounds, 5.5 actually. So he's smaller than a newborn baby in most cases, right? Yeah. So for me, it was like, oh my goodness, I remember making him a supplement. And my husband's like, don't you have TC supplements ready? And I'm like, no, I don't, because I need to like sleep on this for another 3 months to make sure that like I'm not going to hurt our dog with what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Right. So I sat on it. I changed it. I brought it back out a week later. Every week I would bring it out and like reread something else. And I have like dog books about dosages and all this stuff. So I'm comparing every, like, you know. So it took me about 3 months sitting on this formula to actually say, okay, call my lab pet Allison. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. This is right. My first one. And anyways, and I never looked back. He has, like, he's now 15. His eyes are clear. He has no cataracts. His hearing is good. Like, his coat is amazing. Like, I couldn't be happier. I consider myself very lucky to be in this position. And even, you know, with our horse clients, like, we do a lot of rescue work with horses that work with people
like
psychology work with horses.
Like so post-traumatic
stress disorder. And it could be families. It could be children. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing work that these horses do. And so it's a rescue, but then they kind of get put to work as supporting people. And so there's been one horse in particular. He's been in our long-term beta. So we have a long-term beta that started 3 years ago. So these horses have had a number of retests with lots of different formulas, lots of different binders, just to see how they all work over time. And we actually saved him from euthanasia. Oh. So, you know, when you think about things like that, and I'll tell you that a lot of the work that we've done with regards to the horses specifically really fed back to me information that I could then use for humans.
Mm.
There's crossover both ways, right? There's human information that I've crossed over to the animals, and there's animal information that has helped me understand certain patterns that come in for humans as well that are rare, right? One in particular I found was when there was a human client that came in. It was a practitioner that submitted a case, and the client had a really, really severe case of aluminum toxicity. Mm. And in order to put a protocol together for that, I actually pulled out one of my horse cases because our horses all have, or the majority of them do have aluminum toxicity. So I had to pull out that case to compare and say, okay, here's what I did in this particular case. Now let's take a percentage and see see what we can do.
Yeah. Why do you think that is with the horses?
Well, I think
where's the exposure coming from?
I think it has to do with their water supply, a lot of them. But then you have to think, like, a lot of the barns have aluminum siding, so it's in their environment, right? So there's a lot of different, I think, ways that they can be able to either inhale it or ingest it, or be chewing on something, right? And it's just, and it could be in their feed too. The other thing that we thought about, again, this is only a theory, right? But the other thing that we thought about too is that a lot of animal feeds now, to be able to kind of mitigate mycotoxins, they'll use a certain percentage of zeolites in feed. But the zeolites they're using for animals aren't USP grade like what we would consume.
Right.
And zeolite is aluminum silicate, right? So if it's not a purified product and processed properly, then, you know, and then that could be contributing as well. So that's something else that we kind of thought about too. So definitely the research. And I think for me, I mean, the other part I love is people like yourself, right? That I really want to get a large consortium to be able to say, like, let's continue this all together. There's so many avenues, so much information, I think, that we can generate to be able to really help people at the end of the day. And, you know, maybe in the next decade, we'll be able to relate mineral patterns to specific conditions that maybe haven't been discovered before. And that's really the stuff that excites me to no end.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. Well, where can people find you? And then I'm going to ask you my, like, just for fun closing question. Where can people find you?
Yeah. So easiest place to find me is just on my website. So lisapatelkilla.com. Obviously, if you're interested in Vicon, viconcustoms.com. If you're a practitioner, viconsupplements.com. If you're an end client. And if you're someone looking for a practitioner in HTMA, if you hit the viconcustoms.com website, we have a referral page there with practitioners all over the world that offer our supplements in their clinics and in their practice. So great way to be able to search for someone, or, and many of them specialize in different things, right? So, like, we have people that specialize in interstitial cystitis, pyroles. So there's lots of different options. If you're struggling with something specific, then you might be able to find a practitioner there that specializes in what you're dealing with as well.
Yeah. And I believe you had a special offer that you wanted to provide to our listeners as well.
Yes.
I just got an email about that.
Absolutely. So yes, so a code, so Jensen 10, if anybody wants to try out Vicon Supplements. So Vicon Supplements is the other division outside of the customs line, which is available obviously through practitioners. But we, the supplements side really came from me, not totally by me, but for me, because when I'm training, I was always trying to find things without sucralose and without dyes and without, you know, blue dye number, whatever. And so it really kind of came down to, what can we bring to the table with regards to, you know, whey protein, okay, isolate straight from New Zealand. We've never changed either. A lot of companies this past year changed over to a North American whey, which is not as clean processed as New Zealand. But I'm actually lactose intolerant and I'm intolerant to whey, but I take our whey pretty much every day and have no issues because of the processing that they have. And so just all of the good, clean, day-to-day supplements that you may want to kind of bring your nutrition to the next level. We have greens. We've got a great probiotic. Lots of things there. So take advantage of that. And we also have free shipping if you're in North America, over $99.
Great. Thank you. I didn't know that you had expanded into that as well. It's really exciting. I definitely want to try the whey.
Yes. I'll send you some samples so you can try it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mixes well with everything. And like I said, it's the only one. I actually had one, to be honest, before we actually brought this one to the table. There was one I used years ago when I was training. And it's the only one I could use where I didn't flare. You know, when you flare and you get that phlegm in your throat instantly, they would all do that to me. There was one that I could use, but it had artificial sweeteners in it. It had artificial colors, but I didn't have any other choice. It was the only one I could use. Mm-hmm. And I needed it when I needed that uptick in protein when I was training. So I was happy to be able to move away from that to ours that was definitely more natural.
Great.
Yeah.
So just for fun, end question, I always like to know, what is something that you're currently learning about in your downtime?
Learning about in my downtime. So one of the things that I've been toying with for quite a long time now is peptides. I love peptides. I think that minerals are the first step, and peptides take it to a level above what you can be, right? And I think without the minerals, the peptides don't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, Jean-Francois Tremblay, he owns CanLab Research, which is a peptide company here in Canada. And we had a conversation about that, just about the importance of having your minerals in the system to be able to make sure that the peptides you're taking are actually going to have the biggest effect. And so one of the things that I'm learning about in my downtime now is how I can integrate peptides alongside minerals for animal. And so I'm starting with my 15-year-old boy, right? Mm-hmm. So he's getting BPC-157 right now because he's a Chihuahua, and Chihuahuas tend to have a predisposition for floating patellas. So their kneecaps will float, and then they what happens is eventually they get to a stage where they start to stick and then they get sore. And so basically what his is doing now is his is floating and sticking. So he's walking around with like one straight back leg because he's trying to get the kneecap to go back into the right spot. And so I've been toying with different dosages of BPC or 157 oral with him just to see if I can make an impact on top of his minerals and his magnesium and things like that. Yeah. So that's, so I'm doing a lot of reading and trying to do research on peptides.
Yeah. I love asking this question because I always expect, I'm always ready for an answer of like, I'm learning how to garden or I'm in some, and it's always something so specific. Like I was just on a podcast the other day and she was like, I'm really getting into quantum physics. And I was like, we are just a different breed over here. Like the things that we dive into, it's just so, I love it.
I know, right? Yeah, it's true. And I mean, there's always new things. So like peptides, and I was going to say my next one is, so I've been diving into as well outside of peptides, but in the same kind of, I guess, world of peptides is methylene blue. That's another one that I've been toying with. And using myself and actually wondering if I could use that with animals. So I'm on the cusp of that. I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's done that yet. So I'll put that on the back burner for now, but it's definitely in my thought process for the next step.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I absolutely love talking with you and I will forever recommend Vicon as the number one option for HTMA supplementation for sure. And just Thank supplementation you. In general. Everything you're doing is just wonderful. And I'm so appreciative.
So. Oh, well, thank you, obviously, always for your support. And thanks for having me today. Again, always great to share. Always great to hopefully be able to have somebody have an aha moment and some valid information as well.
Absolutely. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining. You can find me at Test Don't Guess on Instagram or testdontguess.org, or you can check out the free private Facebook group called Test Don't Guess Functional Lab Chats to go ahead and continue this conversation. So until next time, always keep learning and stay curious.